CSX, I'm Big Jim O'Brien with Mario Mpemba, our TV voice of your Detroit Tigers. Mario, you had me singing Three Coins in a Fountain last night when I learned that you were named after Mario Lanza.
You know, it's funny because nobody ever asked me, you know, who I'm named after. They assume Mario from the video game, but no, my dad is Italian, obviously, and he's a big Mario Lanza fan, so I'm glad I had you singing last night.
It's one of the greatest and weirdest stories I've ever heard. He was on with a guy named Arthur Godfrey, who used to be a big radio voice in the 50s. Arthur got a little envious of Mario Lanza being more popular than he was, invited him on, and they would all sit in chairs on stage, and Mario would generally come up towards the end. Well, he brings Mario out one day, like the very first act, and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, we want to say thank you to Mario. This is his final time on our show." Now, Mario didn't know it, but he had just been fired live on the radio.
Oh, my goodness. I hope that never happens to me on the air.
No. That's not why I'm telling that story. That's the damnedest thing I've ever heard, man.
That's funny.
So I wanted to talk to you this morning, and what you're doing with the military, the MVP program, the Military Veterans Ticket Program, this is season 4, right?
Season 5, actually, yeah. We're doing really well with it. It's a program that was hatched really about 10 years ago, but it took on a different tenor about 5 years ago. We used to do a DVD at the beginning of the year. It was called Operation Opening Day, and what we'd do is we would tape Opening Day, and we would ship it out to all of our servicemen and women around the world and the country, and you know, because they couldn't come to Tigers games, and we wanted to give them a piece of home. Well, technology kind of caught up with us where you can stream games live now and go back and look at them on the archives. So we decided to switch gears a few years ago and created MVP, which is the Military Veterans Program. And now instead, we bring about 30 vets and their families out every Monday night home game. And it's kind of cool just to have them come out to the game and give them a chance to see the Tigers play.
It's cool, too, the luxury suite. You guys do the transportation, T-shirts, food, drinks, everything. You do an autographed picture with them, and you actually, you know, to say thank you, I spent 8 years in the Naval Submarine Service way back when Moses had a mustache. But it's and to see it now, what these men and women have had to do, you think about the military over the past, 15, 20 years alone. I mean, what these men and women have done and the time they've spent serving overseas and in wartime conditions, anything to say thank you. And baseball is one of those things. I got to tell you, Mario, when I was at sea for 3 months at a time, do you know the one thing that we talked about, the one constant? And I'm going to sound like James Earl Jones. It was baseball. We always, we posted the standings outside the radio room door, and that would become a discussion point. We would argue about which teams were where and who they were playing. It was one of those things that always kept you connected to home.
Well, baseball is such a part of the fabric here in Detroit, and that's why it's so important. You know, we visit the VA hospital every year, and one of the things that I constantly hear from the vets is, they would love to come out to games, but they just can't do it. And whether it's for financial reasons or other reasons, trying to assimilate back in society, after serving our country in wartime. So, it's important to me, and I've gotten a lot of help from the Tigers Foundation, and Metro Cars does a great job of providing the transportation for them to get to the ballpark. And as mentioned, we provide them with a suite, and they can watch Tigers baseball, get something to eat, and just enjoy a night out, you know, and kind of get away. And I think it's really important. And you're right. I mean, baseball is such a big, big part of our community, especially here in Detroit. And to get our vets out here, I think it's just a great way to say thank you.
You're a great guy for doing this too, Mario. I mean, you know, there's got to be somebody who's a point person for this. So for you doing this, yeah, it's awesome. Can I ask you a question about the Tigers? Can we talk a little bit about you know, your other job as well? I got to get a scorecard just so I know who the hell's playing right now with all the injuries. I'm amazed how this team is held together.
Well, you know, you've got to give Alan V a lot of credit for that. You know, in the offseason, he realized that we're going to need some depth on this team. And so he went out and signed some free agents. He signed Chipotle. He signed John Hicks. And these two guys have come in and just really done a tremendous job in filling in for the injuries we've had. I mean, you know, you don't want to lose Cabrera. You don't want to lose J.D. Martinez. You don't want to lose Iglesias. But these things happen in baseball. And, you know, Al's been around a long time and knows that the team that you have breaking spring camp is probably not the team you're going to have every single night throughout the course of the season. It's just impossible. There's too much attrition. Injuries are part of the game. You play too many games to have your set lineup every night. So you've got to have guys at the AAA level that can step in. And Al's done a great job of identifying some guys. And, you know, and to their credit, they've come in here and done a terrific job. I mean, you know, who would have expected Hicks and Ducey to provide the punch that they have offensively? But they've done it, and so now we just wait for the big guns to get back. In the meantime, we try and win as many games as possible.
It is interesting, though, like the, you know, the parallel, you think about it, Mario, I'm like, the NFL has really become a league of survival. I mean, you know, it's the healthy team or the team that has depth. Look at the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots, yeah, they have some great talent, but they are solid across the board in every part of the game. And then you think about the Cubs last year, a ton of talent, but no injuries. I mean, they you know, that pitching staff, a lot of them over 30, none of them got hurt. What are the odds you can go through a season without injuries? And you're absolutely right. You have to have that kind of depth to compete anymore, don't you?
Well, you really do. I mean, you know, the Indians, if you look at them last year, they were a team that lost two of their big-time starters and got to Game 7 of the World Series. Well, you need depth. You need guys to plug in and be able to fill in. And baseball is like any other sport. When you play 162 and you go an extra month in spring training, and, you know, we had the World Baseball Classic this year, which prolonged spring training. You know, it's the great Vin Scully once said, the baseball schedule will consume you, and it really does. Nobody gets through unscathed. Now, the Cubs managed to do it with minimal injuries last year, but, you know, that's not the norm. And as we've seen here in Detroit the last couple of years, especially with, you know, some of the star players here getting a little bit older, guys like Victor and Cabrera and Kinsler, these are guys that are a little bit older in JV. You're going to hit some bumps in the road. We've seen it now with J.D. Martinez and along with Miguel Cabrera. But you try and minimize the injuries. These guys try and keep themselves in great shape, but sometimes you can't help it. I mean, freak stuff happens on the field, and that's all part of the game, but you got to be ready to plug in when it does happen.
It's fun watching Castellanos, the evolution of this guy. I mean, I used to call him a kid, but you can't call him a kid anymore. Dude is big. That's a big man who's playing third base for the Tigers.
Watch Castellanos at the plate this year, and just watch his demeanor. He reminds me a lot of Miggy. I think Nick came into spring camp this year and said, you know what, no more Mr. Nice Guy. You know, we're going to come out and try and punish you every night. And if somebody pitches inside, he's going to blow up to that pitcher and say, you know what, knock it off. And it's a different attitude from Nick this year. He's much more fluid, I think, at third base defensively. I think he took offense last year to the fact that he was taken out in the eighth and ninth innings for a defensive replacement in close games. He doesn't want that. Yeah. Nobody wants that, you know. And I think he's set out to improve himself defensively, and he's on another level with the bat as well.
And you're right about that. I mean, it's with Romine last year, you would see Jeff come out there and take over in the eighth and ninth. With him, with this whole team, though, it's funny because, you know, everybody talks about it like, well, there's chemistry and everyone does. Anytime a team loses, they immediately play the chemistry card. It's like the first thing you reach in your back pocket and go, well, they've got poor chemistry. But to your point, when I watch him, you think of Miggy. Well, that only happens if Miggy's in the clubhouse. So there has to be something right going on there.
There is. And I think when I look at this club, I look at a pretty good mix. And I think you always want to have a good mix. I don't think you ever want to have a team that's full of young guys, nor do you want to have a team that is full of old guys that are beyond their prime. This is a really good mix. You've got the veteran core, guys like Victor and guys like Miggy that do it by example, guys like K-Rod at the back end of the bullpen. But you also have that young core coming up, guys like James McCann, Iglesias, Castellanos. I mean, it's a good young players. And then you have the guys that fill in and are good utility players like Andrew Romine, who has dropped the hack to play center field or shortstop or second or third or wherever you need him, or even pitch if you need him to do that. So it's a good blend. It's a clubhouse that likes each other. It's a clubhouse that has a lot of talent, both young and veteran, and they're a joy to watch every night.
So for the Tigers to win the AL Central, what needs to happen? What's the one thing? I mean, you can't boil it down to one thing, but other than injury, what's the one thing that you would like to see change maybe?
Well, I think the bullpen, Jim. I think the bullpen's got to figure out a way to get it done. And, you know, we're on lockdown right now in the seventh and eighth with Alex Wilson and Justin Wilson. Those guys have been great. K-Rod, a lot of experience in the ninth inning. But it's getting the ball to the seventh inning with a lead that has been a problem. We saw it again last night. You know, it was a fairly close game. Then Aníbal Sánchez came in and gave up, you know, a home run. And all of a sudden, it kind of turned into a blowout. So, you know, these middle relievers, guys like Shane Green and Sanchez and all those that are coming in, really have to kind of shore up the bullpen. I'm excited to see Joe Jimenez because I think he's going to be a future closer for the Tigers, and I think he's going to really help this year. But he's really young. He's 22 years old, so you've got to take that with a grain of salt. But for this team to win the division and do some damage in the postseason, they're going to have to figure out a way to close down some tight games and get that ball to the seventh and eighth inning and find a way to pitch better in the bullpen.
I don't envy Al Avila in that regard, Mario, because when you're dealing with a guy like Sanchez, I mean, you know his track record, his pedigree, and have you ever seen someone turn it around? The way it's working for him right now, it's like it feels like he's throwing beach balls up there. You know, it's like from Bull Durham, they're just hitting everything. So have you ever seen a pitcher just flip it around again, bring it back?
Well, it's hard. It's really hard. And to answer your question, off the top of my head, no. I can't think of someone that's kind of turned it around that quickly. Now, here's a guy that just a few years ago won the ERA title.
Exactly.
A few years ago, struck out 17 in a game, you know, against the Atlanta Braves. I mean, this guy's done it, but there are times when, you know, it's not going to happen anymore. Now, the issue with Anibal is that aside from the fact that he's not pitching well, he's costing the Tigers $13 million. I mean, that's a heavy load to say, all right, see you later. We're going to eat this money when they've already eaten Pelfrey's money. They've already eaten Mark Lowe's money, which has come to about $13 million in itself. So you want to eat $26 million, you got to make the decision. Do you want to win games or do you want to eat the money? And it's a real tough decision. You know, it's easy to play with other people's money, and it's easy to say, just eat it. But that's $13 million. So then again, you got to win games. And that's the bottom line up here. So you're right. It's a real, real tough decision right now.
June 1st, is he on the Tigers roster?
That's tough. If he continues to pitch like he is, probably not. I think, you know, sooner or later they're going to have to cut bait with Anibal if he can't turn it around. The question is, you know, you bring him in blowout games and all of a sudden the games become close. You can't bring him in a tight game. So Brad's, you know, his hands are kind of tight here. When do you use him? And so if you bring him in blowout games and it's a low leverage situation, they have some success. Well, you know, those aren't high leverage situations. So it's kind of hard to tell, but if he does not turn it around, I guess the answer to your question would be no.
Wow. That's crazy to me. That's one of those I would have never, and I'm sure you're the same way, Mario. I would have never thought this would come to that with a guy like Sanchez. Never.
I didn't either. I mean, he's a great guy. I mean, but, you know, you got to win games. And Anibal's been a stand-up guy. He's been a great guy in the clubhouse. He's won some games for the Tigers and pitched really well for the Tigers. But as they say in the big leagues, it's performance-based, man. You got to do your job up here. Whether you're a 15-year vet or a one-year rookie, you've got to be able to get the job done up here, and that's the bottom line.
So what's it like doing baseball games at that ancient stadium, Comerica Park, the oldest stadium in downtown Detroit now from 2002, right?
It's funny, when I heard that, I just kind of chuckled. Yeah,
exactly. You know,
not that the show is gone. It's the oldest stadium here in Motor City. But that's kind of a neat segue into, what we're doing here and what the Elks are doing here in Detroit with this Detroit and the Little Caesars Arena coming up. And it's fabulous, man. It's real exciting to see where the city is going. Comerica Park is one of the anchors. And, A New Day Detroit is coming up.
J.K. Simmons, I just heard some of it. Was watching some of the clips. My God, that guy, he has the perfect voice. He has the perfect voice for doing these.
You know what? He's from Detroit. We've had him in the booth a couple of times. He's a huge Tigers fan. He's the nicest guy that you'll meet. And I'm a big fan of J.K. Simmons. He narrates the show, and you got to watch it. I mean, I've seen it, and it's fabulous, and it's debuting tomorrow night at the Tigers Live Post Game. This guy does a tremendous job in capturing the emotion of the city, where the city is going, where the city has been. It's just a tremendous show. It's really cool.
Hey, tell Craig Monroe that he can buy bigger suits. He doesn't have to show off the guns every night, okay? Just for the rest of us middle-aged guys, stop it. Yeah.
He's making us all look bad.
I know. It's like I couldn't inflate my bicep like that. I don't have chicken arms, but my God, it's like he's bigger now than he was when he played.
Yeah, Craig does a tremendous job for us. He brings great insight, and better than that, he looks good in the suit, so we love him.
Well, you do a great job as well. It's always fun watching the games, and I enjoy everything you do on Fox Sports Detroit. Mario Empemba, anytime when you're doing stuff with the Military Veterans Program or just whatever, or I know you're a Zeppelin fan, and what Zeppelin do you want me to play for you this morning? What can I play?
Stairway to Heaven.
Done.
It's always going to be my favorite.
So. Okay, we'll do that. Boy, it would be scary if somebody had that as a walk-up song, wouldn't it?
I'm not sure that would work.
I don't think I could see the guy in the booth going, I don't know where to edit this. I don't know how to pick this one up.
Exactly.
Mario, all the best to you. Thank you so much. Tell Rod I said hi. Tell Rod I said, I see you, big fella.
I will. Thanks for having me, Jim. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, man.